This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Boko Haram jihadist group released a video Thursday claiming to show schoolboys seized in a mass kidnapping in northwest Nigeria last week. In the video, a distraught teenager speaking in English and Hausa said he was among 520 students taken by the gang of Abu Bakar Shekau. The teen was surrounded by a large group of boys, some looking quite young, all appearing exhausted. The assault last Friday on a rural school in Katsina State was initially blamed on bandits who have terrorized the region for years, and several Nigerian officials still think that's the case. But on Tuesday, Boko Haram claimed responsibility for the raid, which occurred hundreds of kilometers from its stronghold in northeast Nigeria. It's not known exactly how many boys are missing. Two accounts by different officials have put the numbers missing at 320 and 333, respectively. The group claiming responsibility here was behind the 2014 abduction of 276 schoolgirls in Chibok that sparked global outrage. And in some other news headlines, French President Emmanuel Macron tests positive for COVID-19 and goes into self-isolation. Two other leaders who potentially had contact with him at a conference in Paris are quarantining too. The president of the European Council, Charles Michel, is one. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is the other. And New Zealand roared back from a coronavirus-induced recession with record economic growth of 14% in the July through September quarter, official data shows. And Chinese tech giant Alibaba offered face recognition software that could enable users to identify Uyghurs, a report says, becoming the latest Chinese company embroiled in the country's controversial treatment of Muslims. This is VOA News. Russia was banned Thursday from using its name, flag, and anthem at the next two Olympics or at any other world championships for the next 2 years. The Court of Arbitration for Sports ruling also blocked Russia from bidding to host major sporting events for 2 years. Russian athletes and teams will still be allowed to compete at next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing, as well as world championships, including the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, if they are not implicated in doping or covering up positive tests. The punishments are less than the 4-year ban the World Anti-Doping Agency had proposed. Swiss prosecutors say they have indicted Credit Suisse for failing to prevent money laundering by a Bulgarian criminal organization in charges flatly rejected by Switzerland's second largest bank. The Office of the Attorney General of Switzerland, or OAG, said that after a 12-year investigation, it had filed a string of indictments with the Federal Criminal Court in connection with a large-scale Bulgarian drug trafficking and money laundering operation. According to OAG, the bank had failed to prevent the flight of assets amounting to the equivalent of around $40 million related to the Bulgarian criminal group. Credit Suisse said in a statement that it rejects as meritless all allegations raised against it, and that it intends to defend itself vigorously. 10 U.S. states have brought a lawsuit against Google, accusing the search giant of anti-competitive conduct in the online advertising industry, including a deal to manipulate sales with rival Facebook. Google is calling the suit meritless and says the price of online advertising has fallen over the last decade. Authorities in Fiji warn residents in coastal areas to move to higher ground as a Category 5 cyclone heads toward the South Pacific nation. Tropical cyclone Yasa is expected to hit the country's two main islands late Thursday or early Friday. Stores were closed and streets were empty in Suva. The country announced a nationwide curfew to take effect on Thursday. And the U.S. government confirmed that a recent hacking campaign affected its networks and said the attack was significant and ongoing. Hackers believed to be working for Russia have reportedly been monitoring internal email traffic at the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.